And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with the guys from 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro. We're going to talk with Captain Mark Paisano, Captain Jeff Jessup, and Captain Mike Morrison. You can't wait for this show because it is going to be a good one. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mighty 1090.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
Since the fly fishing craze has come on, I'd say a good 30% of our business now is fly fishing. And Jeff DeBrown does a great job. He's our fly fishing guide. And the fishermen in particular, fly fishermen, love to run up and down the beach on the quads, and they catch a lot of rooster fish. In fact, they're not known for taking artificial lures. They're a sucker for flies. And they'll catch everything else, too. They catch yellowfin, they catch marlin, sailfish, dorado. And they like the program down there. It's very relaxing. And people feel like the ranch is their home. It's certainly the getaway, or their secret spot, I guess, would be a better description. And the number one comment that we always get is, don't change a thing. Our emphasis, just like it always has been, is we don't change. We'll make our program better, but we don't change it. RanchoLeonero.com.
Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, man. It's going to be a good show today.
Yeah, indeed. Of course, our great guy, great friend, Mark Paisano. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, boys? How are you guys?
Great to have you. Of course, normally we're talking indie, independence, and some 22nd Street Landing, but today it's all about 22nd Street Landing, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk about northern fishing and what we got to offer at 22nd Street and what's been going on. We could talk a little everything. We're kind of well-rounded here.
Yeah, well-rounded. So. It's been one heck of a year at 22nd Street this year.
It has. We've had some good wintertime yellowtail fishing.
Yeah.
Very post-El Nino or pre-El Nino or middle of El Nino, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But we like the warm water and the good conditions. You know, Jeff's been fishing a lot on the Freedom at Clemente, and the conditions over there have been really good. And I think it looks good for the upcoming season.
Yeah. Good morning, Jeff. Jeff Jessup runs the Freedom.
Morning, Pete. How are you doing?
And you're also involved in the Ultra, too. Do you run the Ultra, or you mostly just run the Freedom?
Pretty much on the Freedom now. We've got a young guy named Jacob Marino who's running the Ultra for us. He's doing a fantastic job, but mostly I'm on the Freedom nowadays.
Yeah, and both boats are operating out of 22nd Street?
Yes, both of them are year-round out of 22nd Street.
Yeah, so what about that fishing at Clemente and Catalina?
Yeah,
huh?
Right, it's been awesome.
It's been pretty good this year for us so far. We had a really busy April, caught a lot of yellowtail, and amazingly, it was really good bass fishing for April, too. We had great bass fishing, good yellowtail fishing, and we're real happy. You know, this past week, we had a little bit of weather, but slowed things down, but we're getting back on track here.
This week looks like a decent week of weather. Going to be making some runs?
Yeah, boat's out today. Nick's running the boat today, so we'll see what he comes up with today. But, yeah, we're back online 7 days a week.
So now we're doing a Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminar coming up here pretty soon, too.
You are, yes. Yeah. We're looking forward to it.
That's going to be a great one.
It's going to be a good trip. Timing's going to be good.
Yeah, indeed. June, that's like good timing, huh?
Good timing.
What about those sea bass?
Sea bass, to be determined.
Indeed, you must be a sea bass guy because I can see what's hanging around your neck, a little stone, huh?
Yeah, we've done really well in the past with that Ultra. It's a great boat for fishing sea bass, 10 passenger. You know, we're fast, and we can get in there where some of the bigger boats can't. We've had really good luck in the past with that boat, but this year, obviously, with the warmer water, we haven't had a whole lot of squid, so we'll see what happens with the sea bass this year.
That Ultra is such that perfect boat for that. It's like we were saying on the show, it's almost like a giant skiff. I mean, it's sleek, and it's very comfortable and low to the water, but fast and super comfortable. I love that boat.
Yeah, it's a neat boat. So are you running overnights on both the Freedom and the Ultra?
Yeah, we're open party every night of the week with the Freedom, and the Ultra is primarily charter. This early season, Jacob was doing some open party trips to fill in the gaps, and he actually was very busy doing that. And we're just coming up into our charter season, and when we get busy, the boat gets pretty booked. So we're primarily charter boat in the summertime.
Back to traditional Catalina Clemente sea bass fishing this year?
We hope so. We hope so. It's a little early to predict that one, but
it's been such an anomaly here the last few years with all that big stuff along the coast.
Really has. Last year our timing with this Freedom was impeccable. The season we had last year was unlike anything we've seen in a long time, so hopefully we follow suit here.
And off to a great start now with all that big yellow at Clemente right now. I mean, what a crazy springtime it's been, not just for number of fish, but for quality fish. That fish at Clemente is awesome.
Yeah, it was such a good April. There was such a volume of fish there we saw all around the island. It was, deep water fish up on the island. We had just some fantastic fishing for April, and it keeps going here.
Well, let's hope so. There's no reason for it to stop. It's around, right?
It's around. It's here, and it looks like more coming. The guys are seeing big schools on the coast. That's all a good sign. There's hopefully more and more influx of fish here.
I know when Mark and Paul were in last time, we talked about how much work you guys have done to the Freedom, too. Just really, really put a lot of effort into making that boat as nice as it can be.
It was a huge project when we took it on. We basically remodeled, gutted, and remodeled the whole boat. It came out really nice. If you haven't had a chance to get on it, I think you'd be very impressed to come down and see the boat. I mean, for a one-day boat, it's set up pretty darn nice.
As they come.
Now, Mike Morrison, you run the Landing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and speaking of renovations, the whole Landing's been renovated, right?
Yeah, we put a lot of efforts into it the last couple seasons. It's pretty nice now. Everything's all organized, and pretty much what you need for the boat, we have. Not a lot of accessories. We have stuff that's working. We got all your fluorocarbon, anywhere from the isers to our the platinum first string, all that good stuff, and all the lead heads and hooks you need right now.
Yeah. Nice tackle store.
Very nice. Yeah. We have the jigs you need if you're driving around town hunting you know, the red crab or something of that nature. Sure. We have it all in stock, so we have the stuff ready to go for you guys just to hop on the boat.
Guy could show up for the trip with nothing. You could outfit him with everything he needs.
Everything he needs.
Rental tackle, the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And is how much is parking costing there now?
Free.
It's still free, huh? Yeah. Yes. Still free parking there at 22nd Street. That's cool.
And safe. Very safe.
One thing I'll add about Mike and the guys Mike, the guys that Mike has hired to work in there, they're all fish freaks. They all have skiffs, right. And they all like to fish, which I think is super important for a staff that, you know, is going to answer phones and answer questions and things like that. So I think Mike's put together a good team of guys. I think they like to fish sometimes a little too much because I come in and ask where Mike is, and they say, well, he's at Furman on his skiff. He just got a sea bass. And I go, how do you know? I'm talking to him on the cell phone. The guy behind the counter. So, yeah. But that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
We're awfully fishy down there. It's all the guys, we cover for each other just to make sure somebody's fishing so we don't just talk about it all day long.
Yeah. So you've spent a lot of time on the water. You used to work on the bait boat, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and so you know where the bait is, you know where the fish hide.
When you call to ask questions on what we have for bait, we know exactly what's going on, what's at the receiver, and, you know, what to bring, hook size, and if you don't have your hooks, we got them.
Oh, that's awesome. So what's the rundown at 22nd Street Land?
The rundown?
Yeah, well, as far as who's what's running. All right,
yeah, right now we have the Freedom, leaves 10 o'clock every night of the week. It's been very weather-dependent lately.
Sure.
It's been the last 2 weeks kind of kicking us in the shorts. Pursuit leaves the dock every day, 6 a.m., Catalina Island, unless there's something offshore for Johnny to go look at.
That's like a 5 to 5?
6 to 6.
6 to 6, six okay.
6 to 6, or whenever he decides to come back home.
6 to when he gets back.
Catalina's been incredible. The quality of fish has been one day. You have your standard, like, 8 to 10s, and then you get into 25, 30-pound. Every day is a different adventure. Bass bite's been really good. Cod fishing, pretty much anywhere, but every day he's been out there, he's been plugging away, catching, you know, 8 to 25 yellows, if not in the higher numbers. It's been good fishing. Monday through Friday, the Monte Carlo is 10 to 4. Good quality rock fishing there, but switching gears, they're fishing sculpin, but out where they're fishing sculpin, they see either an early morning or a late afternoon flurry of yellows. You'll see it in the counts. It's all been
on the half day.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, these things are huge. They're, you know, January, February, March.
Holdover.
Yeah,
giant,
it was all 20 to 30 pound fish. I mean, life altering fish. Awesome. Most people, we hook to land ratio is way down. So try to coach everybody and bring in their 30 plus outfits, eating the yo-yo, surface iron, live bait, whatever it may be.
So that's Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday at 6:30 and 12:30. But we're going to be switching gears right after the holiday here.
Next weekend is Memorial Day weekend. You believe that?
Yeah, we're
the unofficial start of summer.
Yep.
But summer's been starting all winter for us.
Yeah,
right?
We just actually saw winter last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We're almost past our winter time schedule here. We also have Twilights on the Monte Carlo. It's 6:30 to midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. As it goes, if we get a little more migratory bass in or a little late afternoon barracuda bite, hopefully we'll see some barracuda. It's looking pretty nice out there.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
what happened to the barracuda? It used to be like just kind of an automatic deal, right?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah.
great question.
It could come back around, though, right?
It's a circulatory fish, I think. I mean,
kind of like the Zeta.
When I was a deckhand on the Sport King, I can remember Catalina being pretty much void of barracuda. Like, we'd go over there, and if you caught 8 or 10, it was a big deal. And then when I started running the first string in 1984, we had, I don't know how many years in a row, were giant schools of barracuda. I mean, it became a nuisance, sea bass fishing.
Huh.
And then that kind of, now it's backed off to, like, more... Just there hasn't been big numbers of barracuda, and I think it's one of those fish that just comes and goes in cycles, which most fish do.
Yeah, indeed. What's the squid situation this year? I know you're pretty much on the pulse of that with the bait company.
Well, you were mentioning sea bass, and sea bass and squid go hand in hand. You know, I mean, I can count on one hand how many sea bass bites I've had with fin bait or jigs, like 4 or 5 in my life. You know, I mean, big numbers where you catch 50 or 60. I mean,
sure.
Yeah, you'll get a handful here or there on jigs and sardines and mackerel and stuff, but big numbers of sea bass, always hand in hand with squid. I mean, Jeff knows a lot about that as far as, you know, Jeff's been, for the last 10 or so years, has really been on top of the sea bass fishing, with the Ultra. And before that, he was running the Outrider, which, you know, it's very similar to the Ultra size wise and capability wise. And, you know, I mean, it's no surprise there's not a lot of sea bass being caught. I know they'd have the Western Outdoor News sea bass tournament going on this weekend at Catalina.
Oh, it's
and I have not heard if they caught any big sea bass or anything out of the ordinary.
They had some probably weather issues, I'm sure, right?
Well, it was fishable.
It was fishable.
Yeah, it was fishable. Friday night was kind of gnarly, but it definitely got better in the morning hours.
I imagine if there's any amount of fish that moves in, if there is no squid, it has to eat. So
right. Yeah.
There's a, you know, might be one of those years where we catch it on the fin bait.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Mackerel, sardine, they'll eat them.
Oh, they do eat them.
Yeah. Yes.
You hear about little, you know, very small spots of bait that are on the island here or there. If a guy was trying to target a sea bass, do you try and set up on those little teeny spots of bait, assuming that that's where the fish is following that bait, or do you set up on just a traditional sea bass area and fish with fin bait? Like, what's the, you know, do you fish the more traditional area with a fin bait, or do you try and get on the little teeny dabs of bait that are around and just fish those?
You know, if I was fishing that right now, I think for the morning hours, if there was a little bit of squid to be made, I would definitely focus at least in the early morning hours wherever the squid is. And, you know, as the day progresses, you know, you move on and start looking in the shallows. And
so it's around. There's a little bit around, huh? A little dabs here and there.
Dabs.
Yeah.
Dabs.
Yeah, if the sea lions don't chase it.
And I think right. G-Paul's caught a little bit of, like, five scoops. I mean, a friend of ours that runs one of the squid boats for Long Beach Bay Company, he's been over there, and I think he caught – the other day I heard he had five scoops, and they were auctioning to the highest bidder.
Oh, yeah.
I think they got like $650 for this per scoop.
One of the charter boats made a little bit of bait within the last couple weekends, and I heard there was not much caught on it. The fish are really, you know, as far as the yellow tail, so it's really tuned in to the fin bait already this year, which is fine with me because that means we get to sleep.
it's all right. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Well, you're not sure. Talk about covering all anglers from half day to overnight to long range and everything in between. We'd love to hear from you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, we would love to hear from you. I know everybody's excited to talk to the guys in that show because the phone lines are already getting packed up, but we still got a spot for you. If you want to join us this morning, there's two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number, all full right now, but keep trying, we'll get you through there. But there is a line open right now on our toll-free number. That's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090, 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
For over 5 decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to tackle storage, it's got to be Flambeau, with several new products designed just for anglers. Check out the new H2O Soft Tackle System, now available in 3 sizes, complete with Tuftainers, the finest plastic tackle storage containers with Z-Rust, which has proven to be the best protection against rust and corrosion. Flambeau Tackle System's new AZ Tackle System has flexible designs to match your type of fishing. And for travel, protect your rods with a tough bazooka rod carrier. Flambeau, available at Turner's Outdoorsman, Sport Chalet, and other fine tackle retailers.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Oh, have we sweetened the pot this morning,
right?
On Let's Talk Hookup, huh, Rick?
Well, you're not kidding. And so major thanks and generosity to these guys. How about this for a couple of really lucky prizes? At the end of the show today, if you're the lucky winner that gives us a call this morning, you're going to have an opportunity. One, somebody's going to get to go fishing on a one-day trip aboard that beautiful Freedom we talked about. I mean, all the work that they've done, you're going to get to go experience that beautiful boat. So somebody's going to get to go on an overnight trip aboard the Freedom at the end of the show today. And then another lucky caller is going to get to go on a three-quarter day trip on the Native Sun. And I know Native Sun is a relatively new boat to the 22nd Street, right?
Yeah, the Native Sun. Mike will tell you a little bit about it. We acquired the boat at 22nd Street from Long Beach Sport Fishing. And it's a very roomy boat. In the early days, it was called the Happy Man from Marina Del Rey. And then when Mike Redlew got involved with the boat, I think they renamed it to the Native Sun. Mike can tell you a little bit about its operating schedule. And
yeah, it's a big boat.
Huge boat. It'll capacity's 90 passengers.
Wow.
We don't really like to put that many on there. It stays around 50 or 60 at most, so we can attend to everyone. Leaves every day of the week. 7 to 4 or 7 to whenever they get the job done. It's $60. It's a freelance, so one day they'll be fishing the 150, one day they'll be fishing up around the corner in Redondo, Catalina, anywhere they're fishing all over the
wherever
place.
Wherever they can
that's
get
where the wherever they were getting the job done. That's what it says on the website, you know, yeah. Fish where the fish are biting, so you know, you can get up and be just about anywhere.
And enough time to get there.
Yes, definitely.
That's a cool run.
Yeah, seven to four. Seven to four.
So we're gonna give away a spot on that boat? To go three-quarter day fishing and then an overnight spot on the Freedom.
Very cool.
Which is a 10 p.m. departure.
Correct.
Yeah.
And again, if you want to get your shot at one of those great prizes, have a chance to talk to the boys, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's jump right into the phones. And why don't we start it off this morning with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Don.
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call, and it's nice to hear from some folks that are closer to Woodland Hills.
All right.
A lot of history with 22nd Street Landing, recent and many years back. The boats that they run out of there are just terrific, and for anyone that has not seen the Freedom, that boat is changed so radically. You guys have done a great job with it.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, my question for you is really not about the boats. It's about bait. You know, fishermen like myself, you know, we're have a real advantage on fishing boats like yours. You get the bait for us, we get on board, we go fishing, and as long as we got bait, we're pretty happy, but we really don't know that much about what you do to acquire it. So my question is, can you give us a little idea about how much work goes into acquiring bait and which how much you know, time it takes to get it for us?
Well, you know, I'm part of San Pedro Bait Company as well as 22nd Street Landing. So, matter of fact, I was out the other night to catch bait. We go out, we have small nets, and we have their round hauls or seiners. It would probably be a better term for what we do, a mini purse seiner. And we go out and we target small spots of bait. You know, like a seiner may go out, a sardine boat, and have to catch 80 or 100 tons. We go out and target maybe 500 pounds to 1,000 pounds. So we're catching small schools of bait. We keep it alive. The majority of the bait we catch stays alive, and we put it in the receivers. And right now we're catching a mix of mackerel and sardine. It's just right now we're seeing like a transition where there's more green mackerel around than there has been in the past. Anchovies are always a nice thing to have, but that's kind of hit and miss lately. I think as we come into the spring, we'll see more anchovies. We generally do. But we go out at night, usually go out at midnight, and we go to some of the areas just close to the harbor. Sometimes right outside the harbor, sometimes just inside the harbor.
Primarily a night fishery?
Primarily a night fishery because the stuff balls up. During the day, you get predators on the bait. Like the other day, we missed at night, and we went outside looking during the day, and the porpoise just had the bait corralled and was, you know, had it corralled up against the breakwater and stuff. And it's really almost impossible for us to catch when that happens because it's moving a million miles an hour. So.
Sure.
You know, at night when the predators aren't on it as much, it's easier for us to locate and to catch is the primary thing. So,
what do you use primarily to locate? Side scanning, sonar, up and down?
Yeah, no, primarily it's a sonar. And then you know, we use our up and down meter, too, to kind of, you know, we'll find a school and then we'll run it over to get an idea if it's sardine or anchovy. Or, I mean, I've gotten to the point now where I can tell you almost how much mackerel's mixed because the mackerel and the sardine kind of separates.
Really?
Okay. So you can see it. You can run over and you can see the sardine like packed in on the bottom, and then you might see some midwater stuff that looks like mackerel. And the other day we set early in the night we had straight sardine. And then we set about 4 o'clock in the morning and we had a mix of mackerel, but not much, 20%. And then we set right before daylight and it was like 50%, and the sonar mark and the up and down mark was completely different.
Interesting.
You could actually see that mackerel kind of involved in the school. So
yeah, Jeff, what do you like to see when you send the Freedom across the water there?
As far as what's in the tank,
yeah.
One tank of squid, one tank anchovy.
Ideally, it happens sometimes. Right?
It happens rarely, but you know, it's we're obviously at the mercy of what's available readily, and you know, a lot of times the bait company will target what we specifically need if it's available to be caught. But you know, when we go to the barge, it can be different every night, but it's what's there to be caught. Just like when we're fishing the island, you know, if there's yellowtail to be caught, we're fishing yellowtail. It's pretty much the same thing when you're fishing bait.
Sure, if you have mackerel, you're okay with that.
Well, you know, this year it's worked out great because the fish are biting the mackerel.
Yeah.
So it's been living good, and we've had, you know, a good supply of it. So
yeah, it's a good thing. All right. Hey, good question there, Don. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. With that, we're going to talk to John Campbell from the Yellowtail Derby this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete and Ricky. How are you doing?
Very good, John.
How are you?
Well, it's pretty exciting with the Yellowtail Derby, especially Rick. Thank you for going out and getting that 45-pounder.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? Is that going to hold, John, or is somebody going to get a 50-pounder?
Well, we got 3 weeks to go.
Three more weeks.
One thing that Ricky proved, there's some big ones out there.
Oh, yeah.
There's everybody, you know, Rick was worried that might just scare people off, but I think it's actually got them excited. And, you know, there's a lot of room underneath that, too, for, you know, second and third.
So what are the prizes in the Yellowtail Derby?
Cash and prizes.
Okay.
Trips, trips down to the East Cape, all sorts of gear, you know, cousins rods. We have just a ton of different prizes.
And then you have a division for yellowtail, sea bass, and halibut, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. All right.
And yellowtail, of course, is the key one because it's the Yellowtail Derby.
All right.
And the winner, we weigh the winner in. It's kind of fun. We weighed Ricky's friend Neil Barber last year. He was the winner. And he received his weight in Ballast Point Yellowtail Pale Ale.
Wow.
You better bring a couple extra cases.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, John, how does somebody, is it too late to get into the Derby?
Absolutely not. We accept entries right up until the last week.
And how much is it to get in?
It is now $70. and you can go online at yellowtailderby.com and enter. And I send out updates almost daily because it's been so active. I'm just receiving some weigh slips in this morning from yesterday.
And where do you have to weigh the fish in?
You have to weigh the fish in at somewhere where there's a certified scale.
Okay.
In San Diego, there's a number of different places you can do that. All the way up to Oceanside, but the ones that get the most attention are the Marlin Club on Shelter Island Drive and at Dana Landing at their fuel dock. The other places are the sport fishing landings who have scales. And this year we're getting a lot more people going out on open party boats.
Yeah, so, I mean, a yellowtail caught on a three-quarter day trip is just as eligible as anything else, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So, John, what if somebody wants to be a part of it and they live in San Pedro?
They can, but the fishing area is the Orange County line. That's the northern boundary.
The very northern boundary, okay.
Yeah, so they can go out of
all the way to point.
You know, Dana Point, but as long as they're going south, you know.
Okay. But, so would San Clemente Island be considered below the Orange County line?
No.
No.
It's also 50 miles west. So
San Clemente's not in the picture.
I think he's not in the 50 mile line from San Diego.
50 mile line. Okay, gotcha. All right, John. Well, thanks for the info and good luck to Ricky. How much is he going to win?
Oh well, hopefully it depends on how much he weighs. It's the only part of the. Thing you can cheat. He can wear a weight belt and other things. So
I don't think you need to
worry about that.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
For the deal.
All right. Nice to hear from you, John. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's head south down to Baja. Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero is calling up. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, what's up, John?
Maybe I should say good morning, Grandpa.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah,
finally, huh? Yeah, we're excited. We're excited. Thanks, guys. Yeah, Friday at 5 o'clock, Jeannie had a 7.5-pound baby boy. So.
Yeah, and the name?
It was great. Little John. So.
That's awesome, John. Congratulations.
Thanks. We know he's going to be a fisherman, right?
Yeah, no doubt about that.
He better anyway.
Well, congratulations. That's
thanks.
Great
we're really news. Excited. And, yeah, Jeannie's doing great. Dan Talkanuku Phil, your husband, is everybody's happy. Everybody's excited. I'm looking forward to spending some time with a little guy.
So how about this name? John Ireland Talkanuku Phil.
Talkanuku Phil. He's half South Sea Islander.
Yeah, very good.
Big kid. Big
junior.
Kid. Yeah, he's 6'6", Dad. And Jeannie's, I think, 5'3". So.
Wow, congratulations, John. That's great news.
I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
So what about fishing?
Well, that's another story. Hasn't been great fishing this past week. And interesting, the water right now, as I was just looking it up on Terrafin, is as cold as it's been all year since January. 70 to 72 degree water inside. We had some weather early in the week and really turned over the water, in particular inside. So all the banks are covered and all that with about 70, 72 degree water. You just get just outside the banks and the water heats up to 77, 80 degrees. So there's a real break off there. But it's hurt the fishing, in particular the marlin fishing. We're sending out a lot of boats and they're seeing lots of tailors, a lot of jumpers, but very, very few takers and only on live cabito when they are. So it's been a real occasional bite. Palmas had some boats go up north of Serravo Island, picked up some yellowfin the day before yesterday, and they picked up some nice 34-pounders. So we're hoping with this outside warm water that we start getting the tuna coming back in. Inside inshore fishing, even though it's cool, it's been pretty good. A lot of roosters normal for this time of year, pompano and pargo and all that. People fishing the bottom have been doing very well. But overall, it wasn't a great week. It was transitional. These are the reports that I like to hear because going down, it's going to definitely improve over the coming week. As this water warms, I think it's going to get back to normal because there are a lot of marlin, a lot of fish around, just not biting.
Yeah, it'll happen. You know when it's going to happen? Next month because that's our Let's Talk Hookup Tournament at Rancho Leonero, which, you know, we always have a great tournament down there, and there's something to catch. And we have it's sold out now, and... everybody coming down there is just going to have a great old time. So
yeah, we were looking at the last year's numbers. The last 2 years have been phenomenal.
And it turned on like right at the beginning of June.
Yeah, it did. Just the timing was well. As I remember, last year was very similar. These were kind of slow in May and really picked up in June. Very similar water temps and all that to last year, too. But I want to remind you that for 2 years in a row, we were releasing over two billfish per boat per day for both of those tournaments, 2 years in a row. And last year, over 70 rooster fish over 50 pounds were released.
Yeah, it was really good rooster fish fishing. All right, John. That, well, anyway, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Llanero, still plenty of space available in prime time, June, July, August, September, October, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLanero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Congratulations again,
thanks,
Grandpa, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Dan, who's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Dan, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Dan.
Might have lost Dan there. So how about we jump back into him and talk to Kenny, who's calling us from Hawaiian Gardens. Kenny, hanging in there with us?
Hey, morning, guys.
What's up, Kenny?
Morning, Kenny. Morning.
Hey, it's been about 20 years since I fished out of those landings there. I'm not sure which one it was, but just fished a Phantom 2-day six-pack boat quite often. Do you guys offer anything like that? I wasn't sure if it was you guys or Pierpoint that was after.
Six-pack boats. Do you guys have six-pack boats at 22nd Street?
We don't have much of a demand for six-pack boats. We do have the Spectra. For six-pack standards, we usually just put them onto the Ultra.
The Ultra, which is like 10 passengers.
10 people, yeah.
Yeah,
they,
sweet ride.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. We just got another boat. He's still kind of in the works. It's a big yacht, the Madrugador. We're going to be putting him on the website pretty soon. Super duper luxurious, nice boat. You'll see the pictures up pretty
soon. That's a nice boat. Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous. I've drawn a blank on the make, but it's gnarly. It comes up from down in Puerto Vallarta up to us every summer until they come back and they go back down just to enjoy it. They don't fish it down there, but they're going to be fishing it up here this year. So, but six-pack standards, I'd just suggest going out on the Ultra.
Yeah. Ultra, you'd get everything the same you would on a six-pack boat as far as small boat, private, you know, group, but have bait capacity of a full-size sport boat and comfort of a full-size sport boat and meal options like you would on, you know.
It refrigerated fish hole, bait capacity, and, you know, air-conditioned bunk room and stateroom. It's really set up with the accommodations of a big boat.
Now, it doesn't run open party. It's primarily charter.
We do a little bit of open party.
Okay.
You need to check with on our very limited load, but you check with the landings website or on our website, ultrasportfishing.com, and you can always get an up to the date schedule or follow us on our Facebook page, Ultra Sport Fishing.
But if you wanted to put a charter together, get 8 or 10 people together.
You
and
do it all
man.
The time. All the time. Yeah. 8 people is really comfortable. You got tons of room at the rail. And like I said, you got big boat accommodations and a hot galley,
And the beauty of a boat like that is it's easier to find. You know, when you're trying to put a charter group together, finding 8 or 10 guys is a whole lot easier than keeping track of 30 or 40 guys.
First, it's a huge selling point for that boat. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. We got Dan and Encinitas back on the line. What's up, Dan?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear now, Dan. Good morning.
Right on. Thanks. Hey, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I just want to know if they run a sea bass special up there. And if so, what time of the year, and that's depending on if they've got squid or not?
I'll take that. Yeah, we do sea bass specials. Obviously, it would kind of be depending on the fishing that we have at any given time, but a lot of our charters in May and June are geared towards sea bass. I mean, obviously, this year, like I said before, is slightly different just because of the water anomalies and the fishing that we've seen, but when there's sea bass around, generally speaking, that time of year, we're pretty booked up charter-wise, but any open dates we have, we will put together a sea bass special if there's sea bass to be had.
This is
sure.
kind of the season. May, June is sea bass time, right?
Our last few years, our premier month for fishing sea bass has definitely been in June. We start seeing that stuff in later part of May, and June has always been at least for the last few years, has been our better month.
Yeah, indeed. So. All right, time to book a trip. Get
right
on
now.
Yeah, indeed. You know, speaking of trips, we have our Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminar aboard the Freedom. It's June 20th and leaves on Saturday night, fishes Sunday, and comes back Sunday night. And I have a hard time believing that there's actually spots available, because we're providing all the Shimano tackle to use for free. The great giveaways, limited to 35 passengers. So there's a handful, maybe, spots left, but you need to check with Big Fish Tackle in Seal Beach to make a reservation. 562-431-0723. Big Fish Tackle in Seal Beach is doing all the booking for that particular trip. And you can get all that information on our website, hookup1090.com, and you go to our trips page and just scroll down till you see the one-day seminar aboard the Freedom, and get on that trip. Should be a good one.
There you go. All right, yeah. We'll jump right back into the phones. Talk to Rudy. Rudy's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Morning, Rudy. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was wondering on your 10-passenger boat.
The Ultra.
Let's say if you go on it as an individual, what's the cost? And if you want to charter the whole boat, what's the cost to do that too?
The price as far as a charter is dependent upon whether we're fishing outer islands, offshore, day and a half, or what have you. Generally speaking, like a Clemente trip for 10 people would be $2,500. So you're looking at about $250 a person.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. That's really good. And then open party, you'll do it depends on where you're going, right?
Yeah, we were doing some specials in the month of April, early season. We were doing some midweek trips for $200 just to get the boat going, and it worked out really well. The boat stayed very busy, but as the season progresses and we get busy, our just as a general rule of thumb, you're going to be in the $250 neighborhood.
Yeah, perfect. So. It's a deal. Great boat, great spot. Thanks a lot for the call, Rudy.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. Again, if you want to get through, be a part of the show, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, lots of great information, including the catch report. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's time to talk about great products from Shimano, and let's talk about Torium HG and yesterday's Shimano casting contest at Encinitas Ford. Ryan Christensen, our phone guy, cast master extraordinaire there. How did that Torium HG perform?
You know, it performed flawlessly. I got so many compliments about how smooth it was, and it didn't seem to backlash, and it was a pretty amazing reel, and it got really good reviews out there at the Ford Encinitas casting contest.
Now, wait a minute. When have you ever run a casting contest with a conventional reel where you didn't have pick out backlashes.
I think it was the first one I didn't have to pick one out.
Yeah, that's unbelievable, yeah. Man.
Let's just say there are people of all skill levels, and so for everybody to perform flawlessly is really saying something about that area.
And you ran through a lot of people yesterday, probably a record number, right?
Yeah, I would say so. I got through, I think, 38.
38 people through the casting contest yesterday, and not one backlash. That's the Torium HG by Shimano. If you can find one, get it at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Today, the Catch Report, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They have taken the San Diego processing business to new levels with superior service, superior product, and innovations like pre-booking your processing order before your trip and those great new tuna burgers. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, and for more details, check Fisherman's Processing. We're going to start off up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening? How are you this morning?
A little better weather today, huh?
Yeah, finally. Man, it's like we've been stuck in this proverbial washout recover mode. You know what I mean? It's just finally, hopefully, we get a break from this stuff. You know, a few days of that wind and then that obvious stuff that kind of blew through here the last few days has all everything just trying to get back get back to normal. So with that being said, our primary focus has been on the rockfish, you know, for our three-quarter day stuff. Good mixed bottom fish for our guys by day's end, you know, on those three-quarter day trips. And we've been able to slip into the kelp kind of at the end of the day, too, to get in on some of that good calico bass action, hard bottom edge and, you know, along the edge of those kelp beds down there of Camp Pendleton. A ton of fin bait, too, back in that Box Canyon area, out in that deep water, you know, that 40, 50-fathom stuff. Haven't seen the big school of the game fish back on it yet, but certainly we've been out there every day looking and keeping tabs on that stuff. So fingers crossed, you know, we find a little bit of fish on that stuff here soon enough. On the shorter half day, you know, right in front of the harbor, fishing's been really good too, and we can get the boat out. Action both on the surface and fly line sardine and wax mean, whatnot. Everything's been working pretty good there. So that's kind of been the half day around the Fury. Still at San Clemente Island, we can get out. I know we had to turn around the other night. Too rough to get all the way there, so he came back to the dock, and he's had some good yellowtail fish and with some good mixed rockfish and some other bottom fish as well. So yesterday we had one of the Let's Talk Hookup Shimano trips on the Sunfun. Had some good cod fishing in the morning for those guys. The weather was kind of a factor, though. You know, we had some wind out of the south, and it's real hard to keep the anchor on the bottom. So we ended up in the kelp, and those guys got in on some of that good calico bass action, too. So trips running all week. Well, I know the Fury's got his 5-5 stuff on the books, and some of his overnight stuff as well, too, as well as our three-quarter day. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us, give Lanning a call. Phone number there is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com.
Hey, and Brian, I know we had that Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminar yesterday on the Sunfun.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Yep.
We had those guys out there. We had 35 guys. Weather made it a little interesting, to say the least. You know, we had some sick guys and guys that, you know, had an opportunity to use some of the Lucanus jigs, caught some nice fish on some of those, and then, you know, the wax ones were the big hit in the afternoon as we got in on some of that kelp there.
On that kelp line. Yeah, that's cool. Well, better weather ahead and better fishing, and we appreciate that great report. And, of course, don't forget, on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, hookup1090.com, save big bucks on a half- or three-quarter day trip out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, right?
That'll work. That'll work. Yeah, certainly. Check that out. Now we'd love to have you guys come ride with us. So thanks a lot, guys, and have a good show.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you next week. All right. We do have a line open on each side. 858-457-1090. And a line open right there. 877-792-1090. A line open there. It's been absolutely packed this morning. These guys are talking some fishing here, so let's go ahead and jump back into it. Right?
You got it. How about this time we talk to Gus? Gus is calling us from Burbank this morning. What's up, Gus? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yo, Rick.
What's
Yo,
up?
Pete.
Yo, Gus.
Yo, 22nd Street guys.
Hey, Gus. How are you doing?
Hey, I keep my boat right there at Cabrillo Marina, and I see you guys going out a lot, and I just wanted to know how you guys take care of the fish. You have a refrigerated fish hold and all that?
Yes, we do on the Freedom. It'd be just the same as your fish would be treated on even on a long range boat. We bleed everything, staple a tag to it, and it gets put down in. We have a refrigerated seawater spray system, so it goes down in the hold immediately after it's caught, and at the owner's request, it can be filleted at the end of the day, and it's all kept down in 32-degree seawater from the time you catch it to the time you get off the boat.
And you have similar on the Ultra, too?
We're putting a system in like that as we speak. Yep.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's nice, yeah. Good stuff on a one day.
Fish come out pristine.
I can imagine.
It's the best way to keep them.
And you had somebody who really knows that stuff from Mark and Paul that, of course, built the Independence. That's where a lot of that knowledge came from, right?
Well, I mean, it's pretty common knowledge nowadays. I mean, yeah. I would say over the last 15, 20 years, I mean, when all the day boats started getting systems, of course, long-range fishing or multi-day fishing, we've always had refrigerated holds. But I would say in the last 10 years probably 15 years, almost every one-day boat has a hold that can refrigerate their fish. Wherein, I can't even imagine, like, years ago when I was a deckhand, we went albacore fishing on a 22-hour trip, and, fish were sitting gunny sacks. We took them home and ate them. They were just fine. But, I think nowadays with, the price of fish, I mean, a guy goes out, I mean, literally, catch one albacore, you pay for your trip, or one tuna.
Even the evolution of refrigeration, like Mark said, in the last few years has come from, we went from, coils or even blower fans to spray brines to what we have now, where you're flooding the hatch, so
the quality of the fish coming off of the boats that have this RSW system is night and day, though. Let's face it, the days of gunny sacks when the fish, we still ate it and it tasted fine, but it's sort of better quality.
I think the mindset now is we just maximize what we catch. We're a lot more conscious about what we're catching and how much we're catching.
Yes.
Limit wise, we preach, hey guys, take what you need, and obviously the limits have come down in the last, with fishery management nowadays, everything's watched really closely as far as what we catch, and we, as a crew too, I tell guys, take what you're going to eat, if you don't need a limit, you don't want one or two fish, but I think everybody, crews, captains alike, want to make sure your fish is in the best possible shape.
Yeah.
When it gets off the boat.
How do you see aboard the Freedom? You're going to be doing tuna fishing this summer, most likely, right?
Sooner than later.
Yeah. So after the call from the Eclipse yesterday, catching tuna at 70 miles, they're on their way. They're charging up the line.
If it's not here now, we need to get looking.
How are the new tuna fillet regulations going to change the filleting on the boat?
I don't think it's going to change it much.
No.
I mean, we've pretty much filleted them in the same fashion over the years. I know you have to keep a little bit more. I know I wasn't at the meeting, but I kind of get the gist of we're supposed to keep the collars all the way down to the anal fin intact. And as far as for us, it just means ordering a little bit bigger fillet bags. I mean, everything we put our fish in, like 3 mil, bags, Ziploc bags, and
Not a big deal, then. You're still going to fly on the boat.
It's not a deal breaker, no. Yeah.
We were talking about that at the landing. I mean, sure, it might be an extra couple of cuts for the crew member, so they might need a couple more bags and be up a little bit longer. But as far as the passenger's concerned, they're still getting the same loins. They're getting the belly and the collar, which is certainly a good usable part of the fish, too, that might be overlooked. So, I mean, from a passenger standpoint, it's definitely no different. You have a good crew cutting the fish for you, it's still going to be just the same as it always was. So I couldn't see it being a negative, really, at all.
No. I think you're going to leave the whole skin intact now.
Right.
I think I'm not sure if you can do where, you fillet three quarters of it and let it hang. I'm not sure if that's acceptable
or
not.
That's a good question. I don't
know. But, I mean, for an angler or a pastor, when he goes home, he's going to have to discard the skin, I mean, I do it all the time when I trim my fish up anyway. I put it in a little Ziploc bag so it doesn't stink and throw it in the trash. But, I mean, there might be a little more stuff that you have to deal with. But as far as getting your fish filleted, I think the fishing game has worked out. I understand, the whole thing about, being able to tell a bluefin from a yellowfin. I mean, I had a fishing game agent one time try and give me a ticket for a Johnny bass. He thought it was a calico bass. And it was whole. The fish was whole. So, I mean, you do have new wardens that come on that aren't as familiar with, a bluefin. And realistically, if you just have a fish filleted out, the crew, I could tell you a bluefin from a yellowfin, no problem. Yeah. Skin-wise, tissue-wise, whatnot. But, I mean, you have a fishing game agent that isn't looking at a fish 100 times a day.
A Johnny bass?
Yeah, that was a bad one. Yeah, but the senior warden came in and clarified that before he wrote the ticket. So, there are issues like that happen. You know?
Yeah, indeed. But, so not a factor. No big deal.
I don't think it's a deal breaker by any means. No. Yeah.
All right. Hey, very good. Gus, nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's continue our catch report. Captain Clowers is on the line. Good morning, Al.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's been going on out there in the bay?
Well, the bay's been a little windy, but it's been biting. That stuff is that place is phenomenal all the time. It could be a hurricane out here and stuff by as long as the tide's moving. But I've had some trips out there and a lot of spotties in the channel, in the gulp deep and then in the back bay. Winding around the little 3-inch fish traps, we've been getting anywhere from 25 to 50 fish on a half day trip in the morning, and then, the bonefish kind of, tapered off a little bit with the dirty water from all the runoff and stuff, but, we still have been getting a few of those as well. And then, I had to cancel a few of the island trips, but I did get out on Thursday and, it was a little slow, ran down off the, Rosarita Flats there, and Wednesday, I guess, a bit good down there, but I was a day late on that stuff, so I rolled up to the South Kelp Ridge, and the kelp was submerged under the water top, which is really cool sometimes, so I put the heavy rods out, and we ended up with two big ones, a 30 and a 25 for some new people.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, that 30-pounder just smoked them, but I backed down on them, got them, pulled them out of the kelp, but it was cool stuff, And then another thing which doesn't get talked about too much on your show is the lakes, the good thing is when Mother Nature gets all wound up outside, I'm fortunate enough to have some lake trips on the books, and the lake fishing, the topwater fishing has been phenomenal, they're schooling at El Cap out in the middle on the shad and catching them on the little cinco and this little skinny dipper from Reaction Innovation on light 5-pound braid up to 7 pounds, and then along the bank, they're pushing shad early in the morning. It's getting light real early, so we're fishing at 5:30 out there and throwing the little Don of, splashets around, and man, it's just phenomenal fishing out there. The other day a guy got 14 pot bait fish and one was 7 pounds. So
nice.
It's good fishing, That's one thing good about me is when it's rough and we can't go outside, I go to the lake.
There you go. Got it all going there with Captain Clowers. Yeah. So if somebody wants to go fishing with you, either prime time freshwater right now, bay fishing, go catch a San Diego bonefish or a spotted bay bass, all that kind of stuff, or yellowtail fishing. How do we get a hold of you, Al?
Give me a call at 619-800-FISH. Go to my website at CaptainClowers.com, or I'm on Let's Talk Hookup as well.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Captain Al Clowers, CaptainClowers.com. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, Al. Thanks for the report.
Okay, buddy.
All right,
well, that's going to wrap up our catch report again, sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Terrafin charts give you the latest in water conditions, and they help you catch more fish and save fuel. Terrafin charts are helpful all year round to find the best water conditions. And check out the new and improved Terrafin Mobile for your Apple or Android device. You can take Terrafin with you everywhere you go, all for the same low price. For more information, go to Terrafin.com, and you can always talk to Jeff and the boys, and they'll always hook you up with everything you need to know. It is an absolute must.
All right.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. 877-792-1090 just opened up. That's your chance to get through. 877-792-1090.
Here's important news from Searcher Sport Fishing. Our 2015 schedule is now available at searchersportfishing.com. This is Captain Art Taylor. After an outstanding 2014 season, I promise our trips will fill fast. The Searcher offers great service, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and plenty of room at the rail. Call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Or book online today at SearchersportFishing.com.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season. So why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters, so gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com.
Mark your calendar for the big event. The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a Shimano Day Saturday, June 13th. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G. Loomis factory representatives on hand to show you the latest rods and reels from Shimano One, the latest rods from G. Loomis, and all the new line from Power Pro. Power Pro experts will be on hand as well to teach you the best connections and talk about how to use Power Pro to improve your fishing. Inside the Longfin, there's a Shimano store within the store, and there'll be special offers available from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro for this one day only. The day starts off with Pete and Rick doing the Let's Talk Hookup radio show live from the entrance of the Longfin at 7. Plus, you can win great stuff in a big raffle with lots of giveaways. Shimano Day is Saturday, June 13th, starting at 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at longfin.com.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automobile automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after two